world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Eric Pratt, and he is the son of Larry Pratt, from the Gun Owners of America. And I think we're going to be talking about the legislation they're trying to get through. Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you, are we going to be talking about this UN treaty in guns?
We are indeed.
What was the specific subject that you wanted to cover?
That's exactly right. Yeah, this is very problematic. This is something that right now negotiations are taking place on this treaty at the UN. This administration has reversed course from the Bush administration, which had said we want no part of this. You may remember John Bolton, our ambassador, railing against this treaty, said it was nothing but an attempt to go after our gun rights. Well, almost immediately upon coming into office, the Obama administration said, we want this treaty, we want to be a part of this. The ostensible reason for the treaty is to control the international gun trafficking, which is an ironic thing for our administration to be saying they're concerned about international gun trafficking when they've become one of the biggest international gun traffickers with the Fast and Furious operation, where we actually helped armed gun smugglers and looked the other way as they took them south of the border into Mexico and as hundreds of Mexicans were killed. But all that aside, when you really listen to the official delegates at these conferences, you see that what they're really after is your guns and my guns. You know, for example, the Mexico delegate stated just recently during the negotiations this month that individual rights, you know, like our Second Amendment freedoms, are not a reason to keep from imposing restrictions upon those rights. So, you know, it sounds like something the Brady campaign would say here, right? I mean, you know, don't they tell us that, well, yeah, you may have a right to a gun, but we can still pass all kinds of regulations and basically regulate it out of existence. And so anyway, that's really what this treaty is all about. It's about restricting our guns. That's what they're after, and that's what our anti-gun president is going to do once he's presented with the treaty. He has said that he wants to sign this.
But he cannot sign it for the United States. This has to be ratified by the Senate, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and that is our best hope at killing this treaty. Of course, that's really only a delaying tactic, because as long as the treaty sits there, you never know when a future Senate will come in where they will have enough votes. So it'll be very important after the Senate, hopefully, and we're expectant that we can get enough votes to kill it in the Senate. But even after doing that, we're going to need to get a much different administration that will actually take the step of renouncing the treaty and essentially withdrawing our signature on that treaty. That'll be very important, because then that way it's not like a ticking time bomb waiting to go off for whenever there's a little mini voter revolution, and they, you know, for a brief period get enough votes to pass it, then we're done at that point. So it's going to be a two-step process. First is killing it in the Senate, and that's one thing that at Gun Owners of America, we are encouraging people strongly. If you're not getting our alerts, please go to our website at gunowners.org. Sign up for our free email alerts. This is something that we are mobilizing the grassroots on, and we're going to be hitting the senators hard to oppose this. But that's only step one. Step two will be we need an administration that will renounce this treaty once the current administration signs it, as they're expected to do.
But the question is, even though the Republicans always say the right thing, they seldom do it when they have the power. And we've seen this with big government. We've seen this with abortion. When they control the House and the Senate and the presidency, they absolutely refuse to try to stop abortion. They're in favor of big government. They're almost as big spenders as the Democrats are. And they certainly are in favor of war and torture. I mean, how can we trust the Republican leadership, you know, as it stands? And how can we trust Mitt Romney to do the right things? He'll say what we want to hear, but he certainly is a lifelong liberal.
Well, and that is very troubling about his record, and I'm certainly not here to wave the flag for Romney. I think it's important to remember that people our policy, and you're absolutely right in your criticisms of the Republican Party. At the same time, I think even within those administrations, you have real Americans like a John Bolton, who really did set back the progress of the UN. I wouldn't call it progress, but what they deem as progress in moving towards this treaty, because when he was the ambassador to the United Nations, he just simply said, we're not going to participate, and that was like throwing the turd in the punch bowl. It set them back considerably. It makes a huge difference when you get a Hillary Clinton at the top of the State Department. I mean, that has just greased the skid so that now they're pushing towards this and rolling towards this. So, you're absolutely right in what you're saying, and yet there have been, occasionally here and there, real champions of liberty and freedom who have set back the rush to tyranny. And so I think Bolton was a key factor in that. And, we can certainly make no promises if the current president loses in November and we get a new administration. Certainly no promises there as to who's going to be representing us at the UN. Quite frankly, Gun Owners of America thinks that the real answer to this is the U.S. needs to pull out of the UN. We have worked with Ron Paul and others to get legislation introduced and push votes on the floor of the House of Representatives. Sadly, we need to have more elections to get a majority of representatives who agree with us that we need to pull out of the UN. Right now, there's only about 100 or so representatives that agree with that notion. So, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Well, I'm certainly glad Gun Owners of America is there working. I concur with the United Nations is the problem. There really are people who subversive elements in our government who want to do away with national sovereignty, who favor globalism, and want a ruling elite to control us. And the key to control is get the guns away from the people so they can't defend themselves. We'll be back in just a moment. Eric Pratt, if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Eric Pratt of the Gun Owners of America. And we're talking about this effort on the part of this small clique of internationalists who want to disarm the American people. These are vicious and dangerous people. The average American really lives in a fool's paradise. Violence is just being waged throughout the world against peoples. Certainly revolutions are taking place throughout the Near East and the Middle East, all being created by these same wicked people. The Arab Spring is phony. It's simply a matter of turning power over to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world, the clash of civilizations, which Samuel Huntington has warned us against. Well, Eric, certainly, for the time being, are we in pretty good shape as far as the this treaty the United Nations is trying to get through, the globalists are trying to get through? How long do we have before they're going to push that, and will that be determined after the election, depending on who wins?
Well, I certainly think the November elections are crucial, especially as related to the U.S. Senate. Because it's as you correctly noted, the Senate, which will ultimately determine whether a treaty like this gets ratified. I think even now we probably have the votes to kill this in the Senate, but we're looking to we would love to take the gavel out of Harry Reid's hands, because there's a lot more work that needs to be done in terms of repealing gun control that exists, and we've actually already been able to do that. We were able, even with Harry Reid in control, thankfully there's a good cadre of senators who've been willing and wanting to work with us to go on the offensive, and so for example, we were able to get the gun bans in the national parks repealed, partially some of the gun restrictions on Amtrak trains repealed. I realize these are small efforts in comparison to a lot of the big things that are out there, but you know, there's only so much you can do with an anti-gun leadership in the Senate and a very anti-gun leadership in the White House. So, you know, some of these guerrilla tactics, if you will, have been very successful, but we would certainly love to have a better working environment where we can get, and that's really our goal at Gun Owners of America, is to get these unconstitutional restrictions repealed. And to one degree, we recognize these unconstitutional restrictions should have no authority. They should not be considered law. I mean, that's what our founding fathers said, that any law that runs contrary to the Constitution is null and void. And yet we realize that while we say that, and we say that correctly, people still go to jail for violating these laws. And that's why it's so important to get them stripped off the books, so that just in the same way that we've been working to get concealed carry laws across the country, people can now carry concealed or openly in many cases without going to jail. And so, you know, that's a very important step in reclaiming our freedoms. And obviously there's temporary setbacks from time to time. I mean, we're involved in a real war for our liberties. And so anyway, that's what Gun Owners of America is working at. And I tell you, killing this treaty is one of the biggest things we're fighting right now.
And I certainly concur. I'm so glad you are there. For those people out in the listening audience who don't understand how the game is played, Gun Owners of America is the gun organization that favors us. The National Rifle Association collects a lot of money, but when push comes to shove, why, of course, you can usually depend upon it not to be there campaigning for us. They talk a good game, but, of course, I support personally the Gun Owners of America. I know the people who found it, who work in it, and they're doing a great job for us. They always have. Well, Eric, are you working for gun owners now, or are you, how does it happen you're involved in this battle?
I do. I've been with gun owners for now over two decades, and I'm the director of communications with GOA.
Well, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad your dad is there, and he's done a great job. That, of course, is Larry Pratt. So basically, at least for the time being, we don't have to worry too much about this. This treaty, what's happening throughout the world with the treaty? Are the other governments we've installed throughout the world, where we have our occupation troops, are they going along with this restriction on the right of the people to keep and bear arms? I don't think the average American understands how unique our Second Amendment is, but what's happening in other countries?
Well, it really is unique, and many of the other countries are pushing this treaty, like Japan, Great Britain, France, and Germany, and of course, under our State Department's lead, or current State Department, this is something that they are really pushing for. But you know, all along, the these conferences, these United Nations conferences, have been going on for about 10 years, and all along, it's been about taking away the private possession of firearms in the world, and only allowing governments to have firearms. Lawrence Oster was a reporter who covered the first UN gun control conference about 10 years ago, and he said that the disarmament agenda there was so blatant that they unembarrassedly admitted that they wanted to strip small arms, you know, the average guns that we own, from anyone who was not associated with the government. Because they were very open in saying this. They didn't want people to be able to oppose the United Nations themselves. And I tell you, it's kind of, to me, reminiscent of the warning that the man who we know as the father of the Constitution, James Madison, gave us. He said that the greatest threat to liberty was not from spending too much money in politics, not from spending too little money on education, you know, some of the things you might hear today. No, he said the greatest threat to liberty was from large standing armies. You know, and that's one of the warnings from our past that we've quite frankly tended to ignore in recent years in our own country. But this warning gets even magnified when you start talking about large UN standing armies, especially if they're given a monopoly of force. You know, you combine these efforts to arm the UN, you know, have more blue helmeted troops, and you combine that with attempts to disarm the American public, combine that also with the establishment of an international criminal court where there's no trial by jury, no protection against searches and seizures, and some of the common Bill of Rights protections that we appreciate in this country. Well, you combine all that together, and you know, we're just one president away from funding a standing UN strike force that would be operating in our country. I mean, President Clinton actually wanted to do that back in 1998. He wanted to set aside several hundred thousand dollars to to start such a force. Thankfully, the Congress voted it down. But that's the type of thing that we really need to be wary of, is to oppose every effort there is to increase the number of UN blue helmets to a point where no other countries, but namely ours, can oppose them. I mean, in principle, that's what James Madison, that's what the Declaration of Independence and many other founding fathers were warning us about, and it's definitely a warning that we need to be heeding today.
Well, of course, I am concerned about the UN Army, but I'm also concerned about the fact that America is the UN Army. I mean, America has over 50,000 occupation troops in Germany. 67 years after the Second World War ended, over 35,000 occupation troops in Japan, 67 years after World War II ended, over 25,000 troops in Korea, South Korea, 55 years after the hostilities ended there, over 9,000 occupation troops in England and in Italy. You know, since the Second World War, we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. People keep pointing to the United Nations, but it is the United States that is the foundation of this international effort to control the people, to maintain dictatorships throughout the world. We have between 800 and 900 foreign military bases. Why in the world do we have that? Nobody ever talks about our occupation troops in Germany and Japan and Korea and England and in Italy and all throughout the world. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about that, Eric?
Well, we do, but you're right. Not enough people are listening. And obviously on many fronts, it's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable in terms of paying for it through taxes. But even the bigger picture, which I think you're pointing to, is that of liberty. And, you know, quite frankly, if the people in those countries were liberty-minded, they should just be telling the UN, hey, get out of our country. I think the thing that concerns me is that there will come the day that at the UN they'll say, hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You've got all these, you know, your troops all over the world. We want our troops in your country patrolling your streets. And that's where I think, you know, sadly, I wonder if there are even enough Americans that would realize and understand the warnings from our founding fathers about large standing armies being the greatest threat to liberty. I mean, they said that in terms of even American troops. They were concerned about that, not to mention, I mean, they would be rolling over in their graves to consider foreign troops occupying our country. So, you know, these are basic principles of liberty that, you know, sadly, I don't think are being taught in the schools. It's completely foreign to children. I mean, this is something that parents, I think, need to be educating their kids on. And sadly, I see too often, You know, we're concerned about what's going on in our own government, but I'll tell you that we get the government we deserve. And I see so many good, constitutionally minded people, you know, they send their kids off to the government school, and they shouldn't be surprised when they come out as good little liberals. You know, so, I mean, this is something that ultimately it's got to start at home. And we really have to be educating our kids in the principles of liberty, and especially the biblical principles of liberty.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And people have forgotten what our founding fathers said. They did not want a standing army. They wanted the Navy, because we needed to be able to protect our ships on the high seas, but they did not want a standing army. You could have an officer corps, and if America was attacked, you could call up people to be in the military. But they knew if you had a military, it would be used, and our troops are occupying nations all throughout the world today. And nobody ever mentions that. Nobody ever uses, notes the facts. We have over 50,000 occupation troops in Germany 67 years after World War II ended. Nobody ever asked why. Well, why we have 800 to 900 military bases. Congressman Ron Paul didn't bring this out, of course, during his campaign. Unfortunately, in my estimation, his campaign organization was thoroughly infiltrated, and, of course, everything was done by his own people to defeat him. And you go to his website, try to find his platform. You won't find it. You'll find a lot of material there about his wife's cookbook, which is all very nice, and I like nice food, but why not post Congressman Ron Paul's platform and what he stood for and the things he talked about rather than all this information about his wife's cookbook? Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. And of course, remember, the Second Amendment was put in the Constitution to protect our rights. Our founding fathers had far more fear that our government would be used against us than that some foreign government would come in. They knew very well that power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts everybody else. You have to keep people from voting themselves to tyranny, and that's just what we've done. Give us a call. What do you think? You agree or disagree?
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning again, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Eric Pratt. Hi, and that's the son of Larry Proud, who's been a frequent guest here for many years. Our number out there, if you'd like to call, you have a question or comment, maybe you think, oh, there's nothing to worry about, everything's going to be just fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. The America you've known is never coming back again. The people in power are intent upon destroying the financial infrastructure of this nation. They're actively engaged in sending our jobs overseas. They've constructed a tax structure to force corporations to move overseas by requiring them to pay a 35% corporate tax in America and no corporate tax, American corporate tax overseas. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to know. Well, certainly if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Eric, how can people get in touch with Gun Owners America? Why should they get in touch with Gun Owners America?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go to our website at gunowners.org. They can also link there to our Facebook page as well and like us there. But on our website, we have alerts at the top of the page dealing with this UN threat and the action that they can take. And so I encourage people to, again, to sign up for our email alerts. Probably one of the biggest things that we can do now is support Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, who is trying to get other senators to sign a letter with him opposing this treaty. He's going to send it to the administration. Now, obviously, the administration is going to disregard it, but the real key in getting those signatures is that he get enough people on board with him that will lock in those votes in opposing the treaty. Now, so far, he's only got about 20 or so other senators who have signed on with him. So he needs about another 15 more so that we can really draw that line in the sand and lock in those votes against the treaty. So that's, again, something people can find at the top of our website at gunowners.org.
All right. What sort of response you're getting from people across America when you talk about this United Nations treaty? I mean, certainly this is not something that is commonly talked about in the controlled media, and the media is controlled in the United States because the people who control the media, the last thing they want is for the American people to realize, of course, that we're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship, just as they did in Hitler's Germany. Or the last thing they want is for the people who to understand that the people who financed the Nazi movement in Germany several generations later are financing the same movement here in the United States. But what is your response? What is your take on the American people?
Well, I think there's generally alarm, and people want to know what's going to happen. First of all, can we kill this? Can we kill it in the Senate? Chances are better than not that I think we will be able to kill it with enough pressure directed at the Senate. Then they want to know, well, if it was signed and ratified, then you know it's what then? You know, because the Constitution does list treaties as the law of the land. However, Article 6 of our Constitution makes clear that it's treaties passed under the authority of the United States. So I think a strong case can be made, and in fact, not that I agree with everything that the Supreme Court says, but in the Reed versus Covert decision in 1957, the Supreme Court said that the Constitution supersedes international treaties ratified by the United States Senate. And I think that's actually in keeping with what our founding fathers said. For example, they frequently made the case that even a law that was passed or a bill passed by Congress, signed into law by the president, if it runs contrary to the Constitution, then it's null and void. It is not a legitimate law. In fact, that's why Article 6 of the Constitution says laws passed in pursuance of the Constitution are the law of the land. So I think the same case can be made about this treaty. However, having said that, that means we may have to be battling this out in court. And that's why I think it's always best to, you know, when's the best time to kill a snake? Immediately, once you see it, and not let it keep, you know, moving around on you. Because the more and more this thing kicks around, I mean, I don't want to put all our eggs in the basket of the Supreme Court, hoping that they're going to rescue us from this when, after all, we saw just recently that they bent over backwards to legitimize the health care law using the taxing power. It was simply outrageous. So, I think that's a dangerous strategy. So all of this to say, yeah, there's a lot of general alarm out there, but this is where we the people, the clip you play during the break from our Declaration of Independence, that the governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We need to be active in this fight, and we really need to be hammering our U.S. senators and saying, telling them, I oppose this treaty. I want you to vote against this treaty. And we give, we make this very easy. We've given people on our website pre-written language that they can send off to their senators. So within, a space of half a minute to a minute, they can exercise their citizenship duties and become part of that large hue and cry that will bring that grassroots pressure to bear on our senators, where I think we will be able to kill this.
Now, basically, of course, what you're suggesting is people go to your website, get the information, and click on there, and this letter will automatically go off to their senator?
Absolutely. That's right. That's what we try to do. And I get, when I go on, around the country speaking, it's always encouraging running into GOA members, and they say, like a guy recently told me, I work for GE, but I love, I'm a life member. I've been with you guys for a long time, and I love how you make it so easy for me to take action. In just a few seconds, I can fire off letters to my representative or senators because you give us that pre-written text. And, that's our job is we're trying to make it easy for we the people to exercise that citizenship duty. And, sometimes you'll hear people say, the congressmen, they really don't listen to, the pre-written text. And yet I hear from people, in Capitol Hill, they say that's absolutely false. We do, as long as letters, and emails that are coming in are from registered voters, we do listen to that because each one then represents, we figure that for every card or letter or email, that's representing another 10 or 50 or 100 people who believe the same way, another, 10 or 50, 100 voters that believe the same way. And so when they're getting deluged with mail like this, they realize, okay, this is a hot topic. And so that's what we're trying to do with this treaty. And we think we have a pretty good chance of, there's no way we're going to kill it at the White House. Our president is thoroughly anti-gun. He told Sarah Brady, it was reported in the Washington Post, I'm trying to impose gun control under the radar. And truly the man has been about doing that. He is anti-gun as they come, and we're not going to change his mind. In fact, I was listening to John Lott recently. He's a researcher and a statistician. He actually taught with the president at the University of Chicago School of Law. And, he bumped into him in the halls once, and Obama, this of course was even before Obama was a senator. I think this was back in the 90s. Obama said, oh, you're the gun guy. And, as they started talking, Obama
hold
said,
that thought,
that
hold
that
thought,
people
we'll
should
be back.
Have guns.
Our number is 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I don't know how many of you remember when Barack Obama was running for office, and he was talking about how much he loved guns and hunting and all of these things. He was lying. But then this man is a liar. He's a subversive. He hates America. His intent is to destroy us financially. Basically, he's run up the national debt $5.5 trillion in a little over 3.5 years. He knows exactly what he's doing. They're going to spend America into bankruptcy. This is how you destroy a great nation. You destroy the stability of its full monetary system. It's happening. And how many of you are really concerned? How many of you are really involved getting the information out to others? And understand that the enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not over there somewhere in the Middle East hiding in a cave. No, the enemy is in Washington, D.C. And believe me, certainly the enemy is not just in the Democrat Party. It's in the leadership of both political parties that are going right along with this and insisting America have the largest military in the world so we can keep our occupation troops in nations throughout the world, and start talking about our occupation troops. That's a term that they don't like Americans to think about or to wonder why, as Ron Paul had said, we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. Who are we protecting ourselves against? Why, of course, it's really the enemy is the American people who want to be free. And the rulers of America have a different agenda. And that's why, of course, I share Eric's concern, not only about Barack Obama, but about these wicked people in both political parties who have a different dream of an elite controlling us common people in violation of the oath that they swore to uphold our Constitution. Well, Eric, what is the message you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I like what you were just saying, and I heartily agree with that. And if I could just extend that even further, I mean, not only is it a problem in Washington, but, you know, I think we have to be willing ourselves to look in the mirror, you know. And sometimes that's hard to do, just like Adam wanted to blame his wife and Eve wanted to blame the serpent, you know, and not take responsibility for our own failures. I think we have to look, well, you know, to what extent have we contributed to what's happening in Washington? How have we not been vigilant enough? How have we bypassed opportunities to vote? How have we not raised up our we, for example, I have 11 children. We homeschool our children. And for a lot of the very reason of what we're talking about here, because we, you know, as Christians, we wanted them to have our values, not just spiritually, but politically as well. We didn't want them to be brainwashed in the schools. And I see that so often with people who think like me politically, and yet their kids grow up in the schools coming out with a totally different set of values. So I think it's important for us as the American citizens to be extremely vigilant. And so at Gun Owners of America, what we're trying to do then is not only encourage that vigilism, but mobilize people then to take action so that we're not just sitting, idle. Vigilance is the eternal price of liberty. And so that's what we're all about at Gun Owners of America.
And you have 11 children?
I do, yes, sir.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's and the whole idea that we want to limit the size of our families. They want you to limit the size of your family, but the elite don't. They're going to have plenty of kids. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Looking back on my life, I wish I'd had a much larger family. Well, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, remember, freedom is never free. And, of course, it's all that is necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing. And the price that people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And we are being ruled by evil men and women today because the American people are just so busy living the good life. But the good life is about to end. Well, we actually have exactly 2-3 minutes for you to finish up the program. Eric, you go right ahead.
Well, I would just encourage people to go to our website at gunowners.org. If they're not receiving our alerts, it's free to sign up for our alerts. This treaty is going to be a monstrosity. You know, the UN loves to point out that there's a 500,000 murders around the globe. What they don't tell you is that there's an average of 2 million people murdered by their own governments every year. And that's an average over the last 100 years. The real problem is the monopoly of force that government has. And this UN treaty is going to further push in that direction, and specifically hit Americans hard if it's ever ratified. Even if it's not ratified, one of the concerns we have is this president getting reelected and then implementing parts of the treaty by executive order. So we are really at a crossroads with this treaty regarding our American sovereignty, regarding our Constitution and Second Amendment rights. So I heartily encourage people to get involved in this battle. Get the alert on our website, at the top of our website, and fire off emails or letters to your 2 U.S. senators.
I concur, and I hope our listeners will go to Gun Owners of America and learn how to begin utilizing their electronic system to get those letters off. Because, of course, when the senators know that the people are concerned, that they're being watched, they'll very often do the right thing. They may not even agree with it. But, of course, they're going to be subservient to some degree to their constituents, and when they know, especially if they're coming up for election, that the people are incensed. Ordinarily, they get by with all sorts of things because the people don't know. But when they realize that the people are getting informed, that the blackout by the media is not effective, and that their very center of power, the source of their power, is threatened, then the senators will do the right thing. Eric, thank you so very much for everything you do, and give my best to your dad, Larry Pratt.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me again.
God bless. Okay, that was Eric Pratt, and I just hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware,
health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we hope you enjoy our program every morning. We hope that you will heed what we have said. You must understand that there is a small group of people who control both political parties, who make mockery of the electoral process. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book or watched my DVD, you need to get it. You need to watch my DVDs on the Forbidden Secrets, on the Dark Secret, and their syllabuses, both of those. If you don't understand how these people work, why we have a 4-CD set, it's called Deadly Assassins, where I interview 2 government assassins, both of whom are dead now. We also interview the man who tracked down the man who was hired to kill General George Patton. We carry the book, Target Patton, goes into how they planned to kill George Patton, why they couldn't let him come home after the Second World War and let the American people realize that they had intentionally prolonged that war for many months. Patton wanted to take his armed division and simply go right across Germany and take Berlin. They didn't want that. They wanted the war to last as long as they could and slaughter as many American boys as they could. The same thing in Vietnam. We could have won the war at any time. Instead, they slaughtered 58,000 American boys in a no-win war, and we lost the Vietnam War. And, of course, there was no reason to go in initially. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was all staged. It didn't take place. And even Robert McNamara admitted that. Go up on the Internet and look up the Gulf of Tonkin incident and Robert McNamara. You'll find what I'm telling you is true. And then understand, of course, they will kill millions of Americans. In fact, they're already in the process. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our water. They know exactly what they're doing. Much of this is aimed at cutting down fertility. And they're killing people throughout the world and destroying their fertility. Why do you think the fertility rate has dropped so dramatically in Bangladesh? They're simply poisoning the people with the vaccinations because the mercury and aluminum and the vaccines affects not only the mind and the is carcinogenic, but it also decreases fertility. You're dealing with evil and wicked people. If you haven't seen my DVD on population control, the covert agenda, that's population control, the covert agenda, you need to get it. Our new DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, another DVD. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our program. It's 24 hours a day. There you can listen to us on an iPod, an iPhone, or a telephone with unlimited minutes. You can get our material. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day trying to awaken the American people. Your job is to get them to listen. Understand that they've rigged the last election. They infiltrated Ron Paul's campaign. Go to his website, ronpaul2012.com, and try to find out what his platform was. Well, if you're running a campaign, wouldn't you think you'd publish the platform? But, of course, they're not going to. It was all scam. And Ron Paul, I don't think to this day understands that the people who surrounded him were there to betray him and not to make sure he did not win. The last thing they want is for you to have a choice in November. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8977. Get angry, get involved. Otherwise, you have nobody to blame. Yourself, but America, yes, remember, the things pass. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.